Hello, and welcome again to A Word from My Hermitage, where we reflect each day over a passage from the Gospel. Today we are celebrating Monday of the 30th week in Ordinary Time, and we realize right off the bat that Advent is on its way. But as for today, the Gospel passage is from Luke, Chapter 13, verse 14 through 15. Luke writes, "But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, 'There are 6 days when the work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day.' The Lord said to him in reply, 'Hypocrites! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering?'" The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, we witness a striking moment in the ministry of Jesus, a clash between compassion and control, between the living spirit of God's law and the cold rigidity of human interpretation. Jesus heals a woman who has been bent over for 18 years, bound by an affliction that has made her gaze forever downward. But as she straightens up, it is not only her body that is lifted, it is the whole meaning of the Sabbath that is raised to new life. The leader of the synagogue reacts with indignation. His anger is not because Jesus had done evil, but because he has done good at the wrong time. "There are 6 days when work should be done," he insists. It is a chilling moment. There is a man so devoted to the letter of the law that he misses the living presence of God standing right there before him. How often do we, too, prefer the safety of rule-keeping to the risk of love? It is easier to quote regulations than to open our hearts, easier to hide behind property than to be moved by mercy. The synagogue leader is not a villain. He is a mirror, reflecting our own temptation to value order over compassion. Jesus replies with righteous clarity. "Hypocrites," he says, "does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering?" The imagery is beautiful in its simplicity. "You will show mercy to an animal," he says, "because you know it needs care, even on the Sabbath. But you deny it to a daughter of Abraham, bound by suffering for 18 years. In this single question, Jesus unmasks the heart of God's law. The Sabbath is not a restriction on love. It is a sanctuary for it. The command to rest is not meant to chain us, but to free us, to remind us all creation, including ourselves, needs release and renewal. This gospel is not only about Sabbath observance, however, it's about the nature of true freedom. The woman who was bent over repeats and represents the human soul under the weight of sin, fear, or shame. Jesus' touch restores her uprightness. She stands tall again, not just physically, but spiritually. Each of us carries burdens that keep us stooped down. Old guilt, quiet resentment, the fatigue of trying to prove our worth. Christ's healing word today is simple. Be set free. Let mercy, not measurement, define your faith. The synagogue leader's mistake was not his reverence for the Sabbath. It was his blindness to the heart of it. The Sabbath is not about what you cannot do. It's about what God longs to do in you. It's an invitation to pause, to be restored, and to allow compassion to take precedence over custom. And so we might ask ourselves today, who might we be denying compassion to because it feels inconvenient? Or again, what rules have we written into our hearts that keep us from seeing the face of Christ in others? Perhaps most urgently, what in us needs to be unbound today? Jesus' question still echoes, does not each one of you untie his ox or his ass? Let's not hesitate to untie the knots of our own hearts to set others free, and in doing so, discover our own freedom in Christ. If you found these words a particular blessing in your life today, I invite you to pass it forward by inviting a friend or a relative to join us here each day in my hermitage when we reflect over a passage from the Gospel. God bless you today and keep you safe. Goodbye.